Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Top 11 week. On the show, we've revealed 11 and 10 today. Every day at 2:30, we'll reveal a couple more. 11, Devontae Smith. 10, Joel Embiid. And all week to celebrate, Jack will be doing a top 11 at 5 rather than a top 5 at 5.
That's working overtime. I mean, that's that's extra work.
Well, you don't have Fritz a 6 this week.
That's fine.
Okay.
I never really do that anyway. And I still do post games, so I'm still up to 11 plus at night.
No one's asking you.
Well, I'm just saying, like I get lambasted, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's a word.
That's fair.
It's
good.
Yeah. And it's not working hard around here. Mm-hmm. I got to do it basically a double top 5. And all the other stuff I do around here. We're grinding.
Oh, it's grind season. Stuff?
Everything.
Okay. Let's go.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So admittedly, this was tough. And this is probably the biggest mental sweat I've ever had to do on this show. Trying to narrow down the 11 best athletes of the last 25 years. And some of our favorites aren't going to be on our list.
Well, I would say a lot of the favorites won't be on the list.
Okay, a lot of the favorites won't be on the list.
On the list?
I mean, you are taking in consideration all four teams, right?
Yeah, but no. I mean, listen, I'm not putting Drew on the list. Who cares? Stop. Then went squat. Anyway, so here's how I ranked it. The top 11 athletes of the last 25 years. Starting at number 11, Brandon Graham.
BG?
Brandon Graham, when he retired, a lot of talk about Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Do I think he's the best, one of the best overall players? No, but I think for their importance of the franchise, having the big moment in the Super Bowl, everything that Brandon Graham embodies.
Basically playing every year of the 2020,
seriously.
2025.
Well, this is 2020.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He played two-thirds of it.
Yeah, but played almost the whole thing.
Yep. Okay. Brandon Graham comes in at number 11.
Okay.
Number 10 is where I put Zach Wheeler. Now, to not give away the rest of the list, but I feel like I can do this, he's the only pitcher I have from 2000 to 2025.
Really?
So I don't have Hamels, I don't have Halliday, and I don't have Cliff Lee. And obviously no Nola. But, like, I think Wheeler has surpassed Halliday. Now, I love Roy Halliday. He is my favorite pitcher of all time. But it was two great seasons. Mm-hmm. And his 2010 is one that will never give back. But what Zach Wheeler's done over the last 5 years has surpassed what Halliday did in the two.
You're nuts.
Two top two Cy Young finishes during that time period.
Well, he actually won one.
He did. And he threw a no-hitter. And he threw a perfect game in the same season. I agree. I think overall during the time, though, I mean, Wheeler has done more in the 5 years. And Hamels, I get the Hamels argument. But I think Zach Wheeler is a better pitcher than Cole Hamels was.
Well, yeah, but this is your list.
All right. You can react as we go along.
Yeah. How the hell do you have Zach Wheeler over Cole Hamels and Roy Halladay?
I think he's done more. And I think, well,
has he done more?
I think
he's the MVP of the damn World Series.
That's fine. And he's great in 11, and I agree. Cost him an 09. But I just think he's a better pitcher than Cole Hamels. If I'm just going
off, true.
You're doing the resume.
No, you're right. Go
I'm
ahead.
Doing half.
Go ahead.
I'm
Go
trying
ahead.
To balance them all. Here.
All right.
I'm
all right.
And he's the best big game pitcher I've ever seen, Zach Wheeler, in a Phillies uniform.
Right. I'm good with the Wheeler thing. I'm a big Wheeler guy.
Number nine is where.
Over Roy and Cole Hamels.
Yeah, because Roy's only 2 years.
It's 2 years.
Roy at his peak, better than Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
For
yes.
sure.
Yes. Right.
But Zach Wheeler has now done this for this fifth year. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
by the way, it's a stunning, you know, we were saying, talking about best free agent signings. Like, Zach Wheeler is a pretty outrageous free agent signing for the Phillies.
Wheeler, Saquon, and Bryce. Those are the big three. Schwarber, if you want.
Because at the time, Wheeler like was just never good for a whole year. Was hurt a lot.
I think this is clouding you guys' judgment too, because he's exceeded expectations, is what it is.
But he's been awesome.
He's not even been close to what Doc was in those 2 years.
I don't know. The 1 year, 2011 was great. But it's 2 years. Like, you go 5 years of work.
Yeah, 5 years of B-plus work versus.
But I don't think it's B-plus.
All right.
He finished top two.
All right, I'm not going. I don't want to rip Zach Wheeler.
Thank you.
All right, I'm sorry.
Number nine is where I put Chase Utley.
Wow, Utley is nine.
Utley's nine.
You cannot have Bryce higher than Utley.
How much you want to bet? Number eight is where I put Ryan Howard.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
dude,
God.
Stop the list.
So I have Ryan Howard ahead of Chase, which is a big admission for me. Yeah, I think Chase is the better overall player, but I think for the importance of that team, being the big piece in the middle of the lineup, 06 was amazing. 08, great. I'll put Ryan Howard number eight.
That's kind of you.
Thank you. Number seven is where I put Donovan.
Donovan.
We haven't gotten Harper yet.
Yeah,
he's
going to
put Harper
over 5-2
over Donovan, over Chase Utley, over Ryan Howard.
You said that like that's a given or something.
Bryce Harper checks in at number six.
Okay, that's Bryce.
You're crazy, man.
I don't think I'm crazy.
You met the guy a couple times. Get over it.
I've met Donovan too.
Yeah, that's true.
Not at the peak of his powers, though.
Yeah, but like.
This is nuts. Bryce Harper's not a better Philly than Chase Utley or Ryan Howard.
Ah, but hold on. They were on some great teams. Bryce Harper saved the franchise when he came here, brought them back from the
Rob
point
Thompson
of extinction.
Saved the franchise.
Well, listen, you can make that case if you want. You think he's better than Charlie? 215? I don't think so. Just to get that one out there. Just a joke. Simple joke. But Bryce Harper, he has an MVP here. He has bigger postseason moments than those guys. And I know they have the ring, and that's great. But Bryce also is like tasked with being the face of the franchise. They were all helped out by not having one face of the franchise.
Tasked with being face of the franchise. What task does that have other than getting his friends paid?
Listen, he got like three guys paid. Take a deep breath. Don't worry.
We got five more.
Yeah, I think he'll be proud of one of these.
Okay.
Number five is where I put Lane Johnson. So Lane Johnson has two rings. I'm trying to think of the embodiment of one. It was basically between Peters, Trey, and Lane of the outside guys.
Mm-hmm.
And while I love Jason Peters, the end did taint kind of how I feel about Jason Peters, unfortunately, because he was dominant.
Yeah.
I mean, Lane is.
Yeah.
I try to put lock Hall of Famers at this point, like 5-1, and Lane's a lock Hall of Famer, doing it for a long time, and he's basically just solidified the right side for 12 of our years.
Yeah,
here.
No argument with Lane.
Yep.
Yeah, no argument.
Number four is where I put Embiid.
Embiid, four. Okay.
That is.
What do you think about that?
Gracious.
Well, I got to hear the other three guys.
Yeah, I mean, but he's got Embiid ahead of Chase. He's got Embiid ahead of Bryce.
I think
he's got Embiid ahead of. Ryan Howard.
Donovan. Harper.
Yeah.
For my money, he's the best singular player I've seen in the last 25 years. The most dominant singular player. Now, the losses,
yeah,
they get held against him. I agree.
Evidently, they don't.
But they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, how could you got him at number four?
Well, I know.
Because he'd be number one.
If you get the one conference final, he might be number one. Or one fun finals run, he's probably number one. He's the best Sixer I've ever seen. But his resume.
He's only been alive for 30 years.
That's not bad. That's more than most people can comment on sports. I'm getting older. Number three is where I put Jason Kelce.
Okay.
So Jason Kelce, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Six-time All-Pro. I think we know that.
Yep.
And we're talking about, like, a Mount Rushmore Eagle, one of the best runs in Eagles history.
Yeah.
Jason Kelce's on it. Where I put Jason Kelce.
All right.
Okay.
Number two is where I put Iverson.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And number one, I still think it's Brian Dawkins.
That is fair.
I still think it's Brian Dawkins. Mm. So the top 11 athletes the last 25 years, BG, Zach Wheeler, Utley, Howard, Donovan, Harper, Lane, Embiid, Kelce, Iverson, Dawkins.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right. I mean, I can see all these guys on the list. I got no problem. I may have them in different orders.
Like, here's the problem with the Embiid thing. I agree with you. He is the best player I have seen. From 2000 to now. Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia, I don't think I've seen a better player. Maybe you could argue Saquon this year.
For 1 year,
but,
yeah.
But Embiid had it a string of 5 years where he was outrageous, right?
Yep.
I think I would hold his failures in the playoffs against him more than you held them against him.
That's
maybe.
Big of you.
Yeah.
That's big of you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But I would.
I think pound for pound he's the best I've seen here.
Yeah, but that I agree with.
We all agree with you on that. But the idea of I got a 2-time Super Bowl champion there, a 2-time Super Bowl champion there.
Rick Lovato, Jake Elliott?
I got Bellum at the bank. I got a World Series champion here. I got a World Series champion here. I'm just trying to figure out why I was Embiid in front of all these guys.
Well, Doc is, too.
Well, I know why he is.
Though. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point by you.
Yeah.
So the most notable omissions for me were Rollins.
Yep.
Jalen, A.J. Brown, B. West, Shady, Jrue, Hamels, Fletch, and Halliday.
Yeah, 11 is tough, man.
11's, it's hard.
It's tough.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, I can see all these guys, and I can see those guys you just named on this top 11.
I know. Like, Shady is a tough one for me, too, because Shady was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's number one in rushing yards in the franchise.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There it is, Jack's top 11 Philadelphia athletes from the year 2000 to 2025. This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors with up to 18 months to pay it off interest-free with no money down. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
I might have AI number one.
Really?
Yeah.
There's an argument for it.
I love Dalton, but I'm just going by my time of being here. He's the best athlete that I've seen in this city.
Well, and if
in
you
my
want,
time of being here.
If you want to take your quarterback thing about it, sort of all that position being more important, the best player on a basketball team is just about the most important position you can have in sports, you know, on a good basketball team.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wouldn't argue AI over Mike Schmidt as to go to Broad Street, but I would have argued.
Well, our listeners did.
I could argue.
Schmitty was not.
Yeah, Schmitty was shocked by that.
Yeah. Blue and Charlotte, you're on WIP. What's up, Blue?
Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's up,
What's
Blue?
Up, Blue?
To you all. Hey, man. You know, listen, man. Hey, Fritz, wasn't that the top 11 at 5?
Yeah.
Yes.
He said he's doing that all week.
I already made a four-course and ate a four-course meal, man, waiting on y'all ass. Top 11 at 5.
It's a tough task. It's a tough task.
Come on, man. Come on. It's top 5 at 5. Be consistent.
Well, it's top 11 all week this week, just so you know.
Hey, I know that. I know that. And that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But first off, I got some advice for Spike. Hey, Spike.
Yeah.
Yo, man, stop popping the blue chews, bro. Look.
Wow.
You know, you licking hands.
I didn't lick anyone's hand, bro.
Like a dog, he said.
All right. Now the legend of this is going to grow. I did not lick anyone's hand. I was trying to calm the dog.
Were you panting?
Down. I was not panting. Hey, it was just a little kiss to the top of the dog's head, and somebody's hand ended up being in the way.
Twice.
Hey, man, don't get
high. It was like bang, bang.
That's all I'm going to say. Don't get high off your own supply.
All right. Sounds good.
All right, let's get back to top 11. First of all, Jody DeCamera, instead of wearing a Phillies uniform to work, he needs to wear a clown uniform to work because that's what he is by not having Jalen Hurts in the top 11. But you know, let me explain to you why Jalen Hurts is elite. And I know this is going to really stick in the grill of both Spike and Jack.
Yep, get him.
Look, over the past 4 years since he's been a full-time starter, Jalen Hurts has averaged 3,600 passing yards. He's averaged 20 passing touchdowns. He's averaged 13 rushing touchdowns to 9 interceptions, okay?
Yep.
So when I think about Jalen Hurts, I look at him not in a one-year window, not in a – somewhat down year. Anybody that makes Super Bowl MVP and consider that a down year is a joke. But I will acknowledge that the passing game struggled last year, no doubt. But when you look at the totality of this guy's career as a full-time starter, 2 Super Bowls in 4 years as a full-time starter, and the stats that I just laid out to you, this guy is not only an elite quarterback, he's an elite playmaker.
I like that.
Blue, you just read off those numbers like you could read off any numbers and make them sound impressive. You know, 20 passing touchdowns a year is not like an impressive number. And the 13 rushing touchdowns a year when 65% of them are tush pushes is also not an impressive number. Now, again, I have Jalen on my list. Also, 3,600 passing yards. It's fine, but it is certainly not an impressive number. You can't like read off those numbers like they're some big deal, and they're not like great numbers.
the numbers are impressive.
When no, they're not.
No, they're not.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold up. Don't before. Hey, Jackie softball. Wait up.
Baseball.
Look, Jackie softball. Because until you beat the camera, I'll call you Jackie baseball.
All right, listen, right Green.
But listen, it is impressive. When you average like over 30 total touchdowns a game, I don't care less if it's 1 yard, push,
but,
or a 10 to 15 yard run. It's 6 points, and it helps.
But it's not. But it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing.
Your team doesn't help your team.
Yes, but it helps your team in a different way. It helps your team. Blue. It helps your team in a different way. Scoring from 15 yards out or 20 yards out is a different thing than scoring from the half yard line when there's somebody. The tight end is pushing you into the end zone. Like, they're different. Yes, they're both 6 points, but if you're distributing who gets the credit and how much value that brings, they're different. They just are. It's fine to admit, but they're different.
They are.
I'm talking about totality.
Yes, right? And in totality, those numbers are not impressive.
Look, the reason why I put the stats out there, because you and Jack are all on stats. But when I combine that with the fact that in 4 years as a full-time starter, he's been in 2 Super Bowls.
That's great.
And one
That's not a stat.
And an MVP.
Those are not stats.
Compared to your boys. Burrow, Jackson, and aside from Mahomes, like who else is doing this?
How come nobody talks about all the other players that were in 2 Super Bowls in 3 years as taking them to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years? Like,
I can say the same thing for Mahomes. I can say the same thing for Burrow. When he made it to the Super Bowl, you think he made it by himself? Typically, Super Bowl teams
have this conversation over and over and over again. I disagree with you. I appreciate your opinion. I can't have it.
I appreciate your opinion, but yeah. Look. We can agree to disagree, but you can't discount my argument.
Yep. Watch me.
Okay. You can try.
Yeah, you can try.
It's a good argument, Blue.
Yeah, it's a good argument, Blue.
Let me ask you a question.
Last thing. Okay.
Last thing.
Yeah.
You guys Dave Chappelle fans?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
All right. Do you know the character that he played, Buck Nasty?
I don't remember Buck Nasty.
Buck Nasty was a pimp.
Okay.
And what Buck Nasty did, he hosted the Player Hater of the Year Award. So I'm gonna reactivate that. I'm nominating you and Fritz as the co-player haters of the year in 2025.
Not
that
a
makes
hater.
Sense.
Not
thank
a hater.
Congratulations.
Not thank you for
appreciate
the call.
Appreciate it.
If you want to say I'm a hater of Boehm,
he'll admit that, yeah.
I'm not fair.
Bryce.
Not fair. Not,
wait,
I do
you
not
see that
hate
home
Bryce.
Run he hit yesterday?
I know.
433
feet. Come on, man.
Well, the next judge, SummerSlam.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of like when I said Ben should shoot, and everybody's like, he doesn't need to. And then he hit a 3-pointer, and they were like, in your face. And I was like, but that's what I said he should do. Look, if Boehm's hitting balls 433 feet, I'm happy. Hit the home runs. That's what I want. You're 6'5", 215 pounds.
You just want the counting stats, just like with Jalen.
Yeah.
You just want the big passing numbers.
Did you
numbers
hear him listing the 20 passing touchdowns a year like I was supposed to crumble in the face of that number?
18.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. They're 6 points. Spike, come on.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Yeah. Man, this year is going to be something else. This football season is going to be something else with a quarterback. It really is. It really is. Because I see only 2 paths.
Yeah.
I see.
He's going to win the MVP this year.
But I'm putting $50 on it.
I'm putting $100.
I'm putting $50 on 2 things: Sixers winning the Eastern Conference and Jalen winning the MVP.
Yep.
Those are the 2 things of equal chance. Actually, what's Jalen plus 1600?
Yeah,
might have gone down by now.
Yeah,
was plus 2000.
Sixers, I think, are plus 3,500 to win the title. I don't know what they are to win the
Eastern
Conference.
Yeah, I'll just
take
getting there.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. I wish they had odds of beating a good team in the playoffs. I wish they had one of those. Oh, boy. Well, we have Phillies baseball on WIP again tonight.
Fighting!
4 against the Miami Marlins. Got to get 3 there, right,
yes.
Jack? We got to get 3.
Got to get 3.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I always live with the split, but with like 3 or 4.
I always ready to give him a pass.
Yes, always.
Pass always. Lower expectations,
yep.
right?
Yep, yep.
Lower expectations.
No one better.
Bryce over Utley. That's a rough one, man.
I'm surprised he said that.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Well, I tell you, what you really have. It's out of sight, out of mind. You just done threw Utley away, huh?
Yep.
I haven't thrown Utley
away. Yeah, you have. That was your guy.
He is my guy. He's my favorite player of all time.
Doesn't sound like it. Yeah. It sounds like Bryce is your favorite player.
Well, I've got to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
No J-Roll. Come on, man.
Well, come on. Stop.
We will get you ready for the game coming up with leading off. Also, a certain former Eagle continues to lash out against the Eagles.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We have audio of that, right? There's audio of that. We will get you that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Top 11 Week. Final check-in on our Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Joel Embiid still a top 10 athlete in Philadelphia? Wow. 50.2% no, 49.8% say yes. So one of your straight-ahead 50-50 propositions.
Nice. Yeah. Now, I thought that was funny because Fran was trying to check in with the guy who's producing the game down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So he was subjected to 530 Creed.
Oh, really?
Just sitting there on hold.
Yeah.
Listening to us sound like idiots.
Hey, Miami engineer guy. How you doing? 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do, Andrew?
So, why is Joel Embiid at 10? I understand he's a great athlete, but it's within the last year. Cooper DeJean has played three-fourths of the year, while Joel Embiid has missed more than three-fourths of the games in the previous year. So I get the talent, but I still don't understand why he's over some of the guys.
Why he's over some of the guys in Jack's list?
No, Cooper. Why Embiid's still number 10? Oh. Why Cooper's not on it?
Okay. Well, because he's won him. How many times has Cooper been in conversation for one of the five best players in football?
In the past year?
No, but it's not just in the. You did a list, right?
Yeah.
Is Bryce on it?
Of course.
Has he been awesome in the last year?
I mean,
has he been awesome in the last year? Okay, Andrew.
I'd say he's probably the best hitter in the last year.
No, he hasn't.
In terms of what?
He's not been a better hitter than Kyle Schwarber over the last year.
Kyle Schwarber's better metrics, but I think if you want the big time moment, I still think you want Bryce up there as your best hitter.
How many big time moments do you have in the last year?
Well, game two.
Stop.
What's game two?
Big time moment?
Yeah. Last year.
Well, he won game two last year.
The seventh inning of a first round, it's game two in the first round.
Well, yeah,
in a series they lost 3-1. Huge moment.
They tied the series up,
didn't it? Huge moment. No, it didn't. Because Castellanos hit a home run right after him, right?
Who got it close?
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
Talking to you. I'm talking to him.
I'm just saying. What did Schwarber do?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him.
First inning of game one.
So let me ask you this, okay? So Jalen Hurts is on your list, right? Okay, how good a regular season did he have last year?
I think he had a good regular season.
Really? Good?
A good regular season.
Slightly above average, maybe?
I think that he could have played better, but he didn't play bad.
Okay, so what number was he on your list?
He's at 3 in the past year.
In the past year, which you're judging Embiid on, right, Jalen Hurts has been the third best athlete in Philadelphia?
He's been, if you're
in the past year... Has Jalen Hurts been the third best athlete in Philadelphia?
With his talent and what he's done on the field, yes. The Rams run put us over the top of there. And the Dagger, obviously.
Dagger was awesome.
Yeah.
You just picked out two plays out of 20 games. He hasn't. So you're not just picking the last year. And
how
you can be honest about that. You can be honest about that. You can be honest about that. You can.
How many guys can do what he does on the field?
How much time you got?
What are you talking about? Why am I even arguing with you? God bless you, man. Cooper DeJean should be ahead of Joel Embiid.
Yes, 1,000%.
Yes, okay, great. And again, you're just taking the last 12 months, right?
We do one every year, right?
There you go. Talk to him.
You're just taking the last 12 months. So you think that Jalen Hurts has been the third best athlete in Philadelphia over the last 12 months?
It would either be third or fourth. I think he plays one of the most important positions.
Okay, season, did he have a better season than Jalen Carter?
Statistically, no.
Did he have a better season than Jalen Carter?
I think he does.
Forget about statistics. You think that Jalen Hurts was better than Jalen Carter last year?
If you remove Jalen Hurts and Jalen Carter, I think Jalen Hurts' impact is larger than Jalen Carter's because of the fact that you got Zach Bond, that you got the great...
Was Zach Bond better than Jalen Hurts last year?
No, because there's a lot of pieces that help him out. I think Jalen Hurts...
Jalen Hurts doesn't have anyone helping him out, like the best offensive line in football, or A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Saquon Barkley, who rushed for more yards than any running back in the history of the league?
Jalen Hurts determines.
I'm cooking you right now. Out of here.
Just such amateur hour when he hops on.
Leave him alone.
No. I do think there has to be a little bit of like, I think when you start thinking about the top 11 list, we think about the hierarchy of Philadelphia sports. I know we did it last year, but like, you know, well, it means something to be high up on the top 11
list. But here's the thing. If he just wants to make it about the last year,
yeah, like Ike did,
that's fine.
Well, I'm going to say, yeah, because everybody's list isn't based off of last
year. Yeah, but if he just wants to make it off the last year, that's fine. But then, like, you got to hit Bryce a little bit.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's down on my list.
Not far enough.
Yeah.
Now we got to, what, kick him out and trade him? Interesting. I thought Ike loved Bryce. Seems like I'm alone.
Your list is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, dude.
4:30.
Yeah.
Oh, we have Elliot's list tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, oh, no. Wow. And Rhea's coming on tomorrow.
Rhea's.
Oh, we got three in tomorrow.
Yes. Oh,
like
my
it.
Goodness.
So we have
a lot of lists.
So, and I want to give credit to Elliot because the rest of the staff has been tweeting out their lists.
But it's really just the amateurs that work here. You know,
they're tweeting them out.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, Francisco.
Right.
Broads.
Yes.
Lewis.
Well, we asked.
Who is Lewis? That Luke?
He's one of the part-time producers.
Oh.
Everyone's adding WIP, like, please retweet it, please retweet it.
I asked Elliot to keep his private until the show tomorrow. Right. So the big reveal for Elliot will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Nice.
Very excited.
I was going to say, I have not seen Elliot.
No, he has. It is taking all of his effort. And you know he has it timed to tweet out right as soon as he reveals this.
And he texted me saying he thinks he has the perfect top 11.
Of course. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There it is. Only took until 2:43 p.m. for Spike to bring up Baker Mayfield. Drink. Listeners playing the Spike Eskin drinking game.
You are a big fan of Baker.
I love Baker.
Baker.
I love Baker.
Do we play Tampa this year? Watch him. I think we do play Tampa this year.
You don't have to watch
like
for me.
We play them every year. Yeah. Like it. You got to watch Spike that week.
I don't think they play Tampa this year.
I like Baker.
They won their division.
Yeah, maybe they do.
I think they do.
Back up here.
What's next?
No, what's the deal with these Jalen weddings? Don't get it. One guy who won't let his wife have a TV in the bedroom and another guy who won't buy his wife a second car.
Again, do people think I'm made of money?
They must play Tampa because there's a Fans of Philly trip to Tampa.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
It's in September, I think.
Right. Oh, and it's in Tampa.
Yeah, it's in Tampa.
Oh, you got to go to Tampa again.
Yeah.
Right. It's 100 degrees down there.
Look, I was pretty easy on the Jalen wedding. It was mostly Jack. I just want to know who was there.
Well, Stevie Wonder was there.
Huh.
You think he knows?
Yeah, he's not blind.
Yeah.
I don't believe
you. Sorry to get Jamie Foxx that award the other night. I'm like, yeah, how did you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
He's one big farce.
Yeah, it's a total lie. Good bit, though.
It's a great bit.
He's
been using it, been running with it for a long time.
Great bit. What's next?
He sounds so small. He sounds so weak. John Ritchie listening to Joe DiCamera's call today.
He was weak. Every time he comes on the show, it's not great.
He sounds tired.
But it's just that there's no gumption.
Wait. I figured it out.
4 hours of no pushback on the morning show.
Well, but here's also
the thing. There's that. Yeah.
He's in territory alone.
Yes.
And he knows we will pounce if he says one wrong thing and he's getting hit with a barrage of stuff.
This is a scary place to be.
So I don't think he really wants to come on here to argue.
No.
Anything. He's just coming to explain.
It's just a little too much of like, I see your point.
Yes.
That. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, freaking man up.
I actually thought he was going to come on and come after you.
Yeah, I know. But he doesn't even have that anymore.
Yeah.
Going to kick his ass.
Boban over there.
Yeah.
It's growing on me, the Boban thing.
So dumb.
Why didn't you address that?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, okay.
Two guys were cowards.
Yeah,
what's next?
Spike on why Jalen isn't on DeCamera's list. It's a deep athlete roster in Philly these days. What can I say? Spike 5 minutes later. At number 10 is a guy who can't physically play two games in a row. Let's get excited. Joe and Drescher.
Wasn't excited about it. Thought there was a lot of intrigue about whether Embiid would be on the list.
Yeah.
A
lot of intrigue.
And he was...
I guess we'll reveal that on Friday, where he was on staff list and where he was on listener list. What's next?
Let me ask you this. What if you were blind and you could only hear the games? Where would Jalen rank? Spike finding new analogies to trash Jalen.
Trying to get them to stop talking about the wins. I'm just like, I'm trying my hardest.
What if you were blind and could only hear the games?
Not bad.
That's a pretty good one.
It is. Probably help his case.
I was going to say, does it help?
It might. It might. What's next?
Ring bearer, do you have the rings? What are those movies about a ring that Jack likes? They star the guy who is in the thing and the girl who is in the music videos. Hold on, I'm thinking about it. Anywho, you can kiss the bride. Ike officiating a wedding.
I knew that was me.
Yep. What's next?
You asked, and here I am. I did go to my top 11, and let me tell you, there's a lot of birds. I've got a Dickerson, and I've got a Johnson, and I've definitely got some Juergens, because you've got to have Juergens with your Johnson and Dickerson. Come on! Tornado Shapiro.
Text line!
Oh, goodness.
I like battle doing a tornado impression. Yeah. Yes, that's actually pretty good.
That's a pretty good one.
Come on.
Does he write them himself, so I wonder?
No.
No, he does not. Okay. Well, good. Glad we solved that.
Mr. Ghostwriter in there.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.